I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Yahoo's teaming up with Facebook. You'll be able to sign in to Yahoo and then see your Facebook account right there. Updates, the whole thing. Yahoo gets you to stay on their site. Facebook hopes it makes you post more updates, and they both get to show you advertisements. Foxconn, the Chinese company that builds electronics for Apple, HP, Dell, and other U.S. companies, says it's offering workers a 66% raise in its factories. But the raise is performance-based, and workers must complete a three-month evaluation period. Foxconn has been hit with a rash of suicides among its factory workers. And HP is making printers with email addresses. Take a photo, send it to the printer's email, boom, it prints. Of course, the big news is from Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco.
This is our new baby. I hope you love it as much as we do.
Chairman Steve Jobs announced the new iPhone 4. Stephanie Martin anchors the California Money segment for public radio station KQED in San Francisco, and we talked to her right after the event. I asked her what was different about the new device.
Well, of course, first of all, you have the design, the glass front and rear, the steel casing around it, 24% thinner front and back cameras, also an LED flash for cameras as well.
Tell us about the iMovie app.
Essentially, you can record your movies through your iPhone. You can edit using the software that's built into the iPhone.
And how is the camera different?
The major difference is the ability to do video conferencing.
Right. That's what they call FaceTime. So what is FaceTime? How does it work?
FaceTime is the ability to video conference from iPhone to iPhone. Of course, it has to be the new version of the iPhone. But basically, you can call up a number, and anywhere where there is a Wi-Fi hotspot, you can have a video conference.
Stephanie, take us inside that room. Were there lots of oohs and ahs?
Yes. You know, one of the most surprising reactions was to the video at the very end of the presentation. It was a video on reviewing all the features of this new iPhone, and there was a moment where it showed a couple communicating through sign language over the FaceTime application. That really did highlight that this is going to be a new way of communicating for a lot of people.
So this video chat feature, FaceTime, was held up as the big advance by Steve Jobs. He talked about how it was like the Jetsons, but happening today. Thing is, video phones have been around for decades. There was a functioning video phone in 1936. Many have been built since then and commercially available, but people just didn't want them. Even today, we have Skype, but that's hardly changed the world. Glenn Fleischman is a freelance technology journalist, writes about Apple for the Seattle Times. Glenn, is FaceTime going to change the world?
Well, I don't know if it's going to change anything, but I think we could safely say there's been no device that lets you walk around while doing video chat live with high quality before this.
Does this signal a shift in the way that our society is going to be communicating with one another?
Well, it's part of a shift that's already underway. If you talk to someone who's under 25 about email, it's a secondary thing for them, something they check much less often and except in a professional setting if they're working, than text messaging.
So people of my generation are using email. People of the generation after me are texting. But then the other ones, just coming up through the minor leagues, it's going to be FaceTime, video conferencing.
It's possible. I think if Apple is going to restrict FaceTime to its own network, then it has to get a sufficient number of people out there fast enough that there's somebody else to talk to. Otherwise, it's just a neat toy that no one will use.
And one more thing. Three other features were announced at this Apple event. Netflix fans will be able to watch all their favorite movies and TV shows through a free app that's coming to the iPhone. The almost disturbingly popular game Farmville is making its way to the iPhone as well. 10% of Americans already play Farmville, mostly on Facebook, according to the company that makes it. So there'll be one more place now to dither over your make-believe crops and imaginary cows. And Guitar Hero will debut on iPhone 2. So let's recap. The new iPhone will let you make phone calls while you look at someone, and will let you watch TV and movies, and worry over livestock that doesn't actually exist, and let you pretend to be a rock star when you're not one. Technology, folks, paving the way to productivity. For more information on these stories or to get in touch with us, go to our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.